So great to be learning together. Svarta Tshuva of the week from Congregation Sharei Orah, the Svarta Congregation of Teaneck. We're going to be focusing on various things we do at weddings, Zecher l'Chorban Beit HaMikdash, remember the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Now here's an important thing. While there's an Ashkenazi custom to put ashes on the groom's head before or at the chuppah ceremony, and Rav Soloveitchik is makpid that it is careful that it should be under the chuppah itself, his Talmidim will follow that. But most Sfaradim do not follow this practice. Okay, this is our first of the three issues we're going to deal with today. So even though the Shulchan Aruch states straight out that when a man gets married, he should put ashes on his head with a place where he wears tefillin, based on the Gemara in the second parak of Ta'anit, it's Shulchan Aruch. And Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul in Oral Tzion actually quotes this, and he cites this as what should be done. And Chacham Ben Tzion says after the ashes are placed, he should immediately remove them. And it's quoted also Moed Kol Chai. However, Chacham Vajah and Yakut Yosef, and Sava Smachot, as well as the Kav HaChaim, say that the custom today is not to place ashes on the Chatan's head. This is because the general custom is to break the glass on the Chuppah to remember the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and it is enough to have just one remembrance. And Chacham Vadya, the Chazon of Vadya, disagrees with the custom brought in the Oral Tzion. But what about the Shulchan Aruch? So Shulchan Aruch already says in the Beit Yosef that in the name of the Kolbo, that there are some communities who do not have such a custom. And Rav Adya writes, right, this is the Sfaradim we're going to be following, those communities that the Beit Yosef quotes that do not have the customs with the ashes on the head of the Chatan. And the Nahar Mitzrayim as well, which is a very important safe record in the custom of the Jewish community in Egypt, early 20th century, writes that the practice is not to put the ashes on the Chatan's head. Okay, that is number one. Number two, it is customary for the Chatan to break a glass on the Chuppah after the completion of Shav Brachot to commemorate the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. And it's interesting, Rav Avadja was very upset. He spoke about it at a Motzei Shabbat shir, that when the Chatan breaks the glass, people scream out, Mazal Tov! It becomes a symbol of the wedding, and oh, yes, Mazal Tov! But it's a Mazal Tov, the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, it's terrible. So I heard from Rosh Hashanah, Rav Avadja suggested was that if they're playing Imesh Kachech, in the middle of the Imesh Kachech, that's when you break the glass, and then after all Imesh Kachech is all done, then you people will scream out Mazal Tov. It's a much, much, much better custom to break it in the middle. That's what I urge Chatanim and Kalot to do when I am Misader Kiddushin. Okay, that's number three issue is that in 1865 there was a widespread plague, Lo Aleinu Yerushalayim, and the Ashkenazic rabbis at the time issued a cherem, a ban against excessive music at weddings held in Yerushalayim. They felt by lessening the amount of rejoicing, the nation would remember the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, and this merit the plague would end. The ban, however, did permit one instrument to be played at weddings. Ashkenazim uphold this custom still today. I think there's a discussion amongst Ashkenazim is in the old city or is in the new city, because I know a lot of religious Jews in the new city of Yerushalayim will have full bands. I know cousins that got married in Yerushalayim with full bands. But some are machmir, even the new sections of Yerushalayim as well. However, Sfaradim never accepted this ban upon themselves, and they may therefore have a full band perform at their weddings, even in Yerushalayim. And just to note that Oral Tzion and Yabia Omer, and Rav Avadja Yosef, Chacham Ben Tzion and Rav Avadja Yosef, both who lived in Yerushalayim, write that Sfaradim don't have to abide by such a custom. Sfaradim never accepted it. They have a regular band, not a problem. And even many Ashkenazic posts, such as Rosh Zalman Arbach and Rav Yashiv, write that Sfaradim never accepted such a custom, and they have a band in Yerushalayim. And Rav Chaim Pinchas Schoenberg writes that an Ashkenazi may play music at a Sfaradic wedding in Yerushalayim. A lot of interesting issues. We should, in the schut of our remembering Yerushalayim, we should be zochet to seeing the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, as the Gemara Masechet Tanit teaches us, anyone who is mitabel is mourns for the loss of Yerushalayim will be zocheh, will merit seeing reiyah b'simchata, will see it in its rejoicing, the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much briyut.